Mark Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that wonderful, amazing, and marvelous name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is Almighty God, revealed in physical form, and how we rejoice in knowing Him and the forgiveness of sin, the joy, the peace, the love that He extends to we human beings. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're continuing in our Bible study concerning the blessings that God bestows upon us when we become a child of God. That is, when we're born again into the family of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that Christ died for our sins, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, victor over death, hell, and the grave, that He lives today. He ascended back to the right hand of God the Father, is seated there today in heaven, making intercession for us. And He sent the Holy Spirit to indwell and empower and infill each individual who would believe in the Lord Jesus and accept Him as Savior. And that's what we're studying about today, as we're considering this beautiful, wonderful blessing of the triune God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we're studying in the book of John, the Gospel of John, the fourth book of the New Testament. We're in John chapter 16, and I hope that you'll get your Bible or your New Testament and follow along with us. And if you do not have a New Testament, we would be delighted to send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. All you need to do is to send us a letter with your name, your mailing address, and it will be our joy and pleasure to send back to you a free New Testament. We'll send you a pocket calendar. We'll send you a prayer card. We'll send you gospel tracts and some Christian literature, all in a packet made out to you. And all we need is just your name and mailing address. Now, I hope you have a pencil and paper or pen and paper handy, because I'd like to give you our mailing address. It's quite simple, and once you've jotted it down, you can send to us your letter, and it will be our pleasure to mail back to you these materials. Just let us know that you do not have a New Testament and you would like to receive one, and we'll be glad to send it to you. Our mailing address is, first of all, my name, capital B-O-B, space, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. That's Bob Griggs. On the next line, you put a capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. That stands for our post office box. And then the number is 825. That's post office box 825. On the next line, you'll put the name of the town we live near, and it is spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Again, that's capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, and then a comma, and then a capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state. And then our zip code is very important, and it's on the same line. And it is 81137-0825. Now, that zip code's very important. We've had letters come in that didn't have the complete address but had the zip code, and we received them. And so remember, that third line is capital I-G NACIO, comma, space, capital C, capital O, period, and then a space, and then 81137-0825. And then on the last line, you'll put United States of America, R, capital U, capital S, capital A, which is the abbreviation for the United States of America, USA. So I hope you've recorded that address and will write to us. It will be our joy to hear from you and our privilege to send you these materials. Now we're in John chapter 16, and Jesus has just spoken to the apostles and in through them to us, telling them that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. That's verse 2. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. Now, beloved, he makes it very clear that those who kill believers in Jesus Christ do not know God the Father and do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, they're deceived by Satan. They're blinded by Satan, who is the father of lies, and he is a master at deception. We've read before John chapter 8 and verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now that's Satan, beloved. That's the power of darkness. The demons of Satan are his emissaries. That is, the fallen angels that follow Satan and are evil spirits. And Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9 tells us that he is deceiving the whole world. He's a master at deception, and that's why there's so many religions in the world, because religion can blind a person to the truth. And Jesus, when he was speaking there in John 8, was speaking to a religious crowd. They had religion, but they didn't have a relationship with Almighty God. And this is why people kill believers and Christians and hate the Jewish people, because Jesus said salvation is of the Jews in John chapter 4. And that's the truth, beloved. For Jesus himself was born as a Jewish person and walked upon this earth with that kind of a heritage. And, beloved, it was through and is through him that salvation is offered to human race and to mankind, forgiveness of sin and peace with God. It all comes through believing that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again. And so we read here, verse 4, "But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me." Now him that sent me is God the Father. "And none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." Remember, John 14:6, Jesus is the truth, and he only speaks the truth. Satan is a liar and the father of it, and there's no truth in the devil. But, beloved, Jesus Christ speaks only the truth. And he says, "It is expedient for you that I go away." The word expedient means that it's for your benefit, it's for your good that I go away. "For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. Now remember, in our previous study, we found out who the Comforter is. In John 14 and verse 26, we've read, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And this is a glorious passage, because there you see the triune Godhead. God the Holy Spirit, God the Father, and God the Son is speaking. And so you see all three that make up the one eternal God. And it's a glorious mystery, this beautiful truth about the Trinity revealed through God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus says, it's for your good that I leave and go to the Father so he can send the Holy Spirit to come and comfort you. And when he is come, speaking of the Holy Spirit, verse 8 of John 16, when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. Now that's part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, is to convict people of sin, to convict us in our hearts as to what's right and what's wrong. And of righteousness, he helps us to understand what is right and how to do what is right. And of judgment, he's the one that helps us to realize and recognize judgment when we walk in rebellion and disobedience to the Lord God. When we do that which is wrong, we know that we're going to have to pay a penalty for it, because there's a basic truth, just like the law of gravity, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The farmer goes out and he sows wheat, and he reaps more wheat, but the fact is, he reaps far more than what he sowed, and he reaps later than he sowed. And this is a fact, that we reap what we sow, and we reap it later than we sow it. But we do reap the results. You sow sin, you sow wickedness, you sow iniquity, you sow ungodliness, you'll reap the same, only you're going to reap far more than what you sowed. But if you sow righteousness, if you sow goodness, if you sow doing good things, and that which is right and pure and clean, you'll reap a good harvest. Till next time, goodbye.